Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Last week, Auckland Council presented a proposal to shift Kiumu's town centre as an effort to address the area's history of flooding. This comes in response to community leaders advocating for the shift and after a myriad of infrastructure proposals were also put forward to address flooding issues. Additionally, late last month, public consultation opened on Council's proposed bed night visitor levy. The levy comes as Edinburgh, the Scottish capital, approved a similar 5% levy, which would raise more than 110 million New Zealand dollars a year for infrastructure improvements. The levy would fill a budget gap of $7 million for major events in Tamaki Makaurau. However, in order for the levy to be implemented, the central government needs to approve it by legislation. For City Counselling this week, I spoke to Councillor Julie Ferry about both of these topics, beginning by asking her what current issues Kiumu is facing that informed the proposal to move its town centre.
So the main issue there is around flooding, and there's a long history of flooding, unfortunately, in Kiumu and the Huapai catchment. It's over 6,000 hectares that a large proportion of it is in floodplain, and of course they had a really devastating impact in the severe weather events in January, February 2023. So since then it's sort of been a hotter topic of conversation, if you like, but it's something the community there has been aware of for many years, I understand. So Council's been looking at what are the options. And it looks like the main options aren't going to be sufficient to actually reduce the flooding risk enough to actually justify doing those things. And so then the next conversation is, okay, well, do we move the township and how do we do that?
You've touched on it briefly there, but how might moving Kiumu's town centre be a better alternative to other infrastructure proposals?
So the infrastructure proposals that have been investigated by Healthy Waters, which is Council's Stormwater Department, looked at extending the existing floodway, diverting the river, and building a detention pond. But they found that all of those would not be enough to reduce the flood risk. We're talking about some very high flood waters here. So even though a combination of those measures might reduce the flooding by, say, a metre, that still wasn't enough to actually resolve the problem. So there's some short-term stuff that's going to happen around clearing a stream more often and looking at some of the smaller streams too. Also looking at a river level alert system so that will give people at least, we're hoping, 4 hours warning of a flood so they can move themselves and hopefully some of their property out of danger. But obviously you can't move a house or a business in 4 hours. So there is going to have to be some really tough conversations there.
You've touched on the short-term kind of solutions there, but in general, how might this shifting of the town centre begin in the long term?
So I think it's pretty early days in terms of that conversation with the community. A shift of that nature would take 2 decades, so because while there is some land there to the west of the current town centre that could be suitable to shift the town centre to, we don't have the water, the transport or the community infrastructure set up yet to serve it in a different place. So it would take, several decades to build up all of that, because currently there's no funding for it, and that would enable the shift to actually work, because you can't just build something and have no transport linkages, have no water infrastructure, that kind of thing. So those two things need to happen together, and that will take a long time.
And moving on to our second topic today, Council's proposed bed night visitor levy went to public consultation at the end of last month. For those who don't know, what does this proposal entail?
So the idea is that for short-term accommodation providers, there would be a bed night visitor levy. This is quite common overseas where basically there's a small amount put on top of your nights in a hotel, which is then collected together and used to fund tourism stuff, attracting and holding major events that, you know, result in people staying in hotels and that kind of stuff. So it's sort of a way of funding that activity at a time when we don't have a lot spare. So that's the idea.
Council needs approval from the central government to implement this new charge, and without one, a budget gap of $7 million would result in major events if in the financial year maybe not being able to go ahead. Is there a plan B for where the $7 million in major events funding would come from if the proposal was unsuccessful?
So there's two ways the proposal might be unsuccessful. One is that councillors may decide, actually, no, we don't want to do this. And the other is that we may decide we want to do this, but central government may say no, and you're right, we do need legislation to enable us to do it. And if that's the case, either of those things, then I think some councillors are keen, and I'm at this point keen to support that we find that money from probably a combination of rates and some other changes to funding, which I guess means cuts, but I don't really like those, so we'll see. Or we could just not do the activity, and that's actually quite dangerous because these things are often worked on over a multitude of years. And so if you have a year where you don't have the funding, you actually lose the pipeline. So things like right now, they might be working on a convention, a big convention, international one, that might come to Auckland in 2 or 3 years. And that would bring a lot of visitors, a lot of spending, a lot of investment. But if they have a year where they don't have funding to do that, then the work on that stops and we would likely lose those opportunities. So that's quite, you know, there's been a really good, so SailGP, for example, there's some stuff that's actually super local as well that couldn't be worked on, like potentially putting on things like Diwali, the Auckland Marathon, which all get subsidised from this funding. So it's, yeah, I'm really keen, and I know a number of other councils are, to find funding to fill the gap if we're unable to do it, or we can't do it in time for this year, which is probably more likely than we don't do it, is that there's a gap because we can do it, but not in time to find the funding or all of the funding for next year. Yeah, I hope that made sense. It's a really weird, complicated thing. We used to have the accommodation provider targeted rate. That all got stopped during COVID. So this is another mechanism to try and fund that really vital work.
That was Councillor Julie Ferry speaking to me about Auckland Council's proposal to move QMU due to flood risk and the bed night visitor levy to fill a budget gap for major events.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95 BFM.